Se la mano. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم صدق الله العظيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that you might dislike something while it can be good for you. Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum. You may dislike something while it can be good for you. Sometimes we have things which are very unfortunate and very very much bad for taste, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring some good out of that bad. Every now and then you have situation for the Muslims where Muslims suffer, either suffer in their deen or suffer in their dunya. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He is able to bring some good out of that. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people are asking about the Quran. What is Quran? Why lots of Muslims recite the Quran every day? Why some people dislike the Quran? So this is the best time to offer advice and also guidance about the Quran. And the best information about the Quran is the Quran itself. The Quran describes itself in the best possible manner. What is Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Indeed, this Quran guides towards the path which is straight. And the Quran is the book for hidayah. It guides towards the path which is straight. Anybody who is looking for guidance in this life, Quran is the best guide. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about the Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That book, there is no doubt in it, which is from the Lord of the worlds. So what is Quran? It is a book. Book from whom? Book from the Lord of the worlds. Book from Rabbul Alameen. What kind of book? Well, it is a book which offers clarity. It is a book which offers clear guidance. Anybody wants to avoid confusion, anybody wants to avoid ambiguity, anybody wants to know the world better, but the best book is the Quran, because there is no doubt in the Quran itself. Quran offers clear guidance. La rayba fi, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in another place about the Quran. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. And we revealed from the Quran what is cure and what is mercy for the believing men, for the believing people. So Quran is a book of shifa. There are diseases people suffer from. There are physical diseases and there are also spiritual diseases. People have psychological diseases. People have intellectual diseases. And the Quran cures. In our times, lots of people have depression. Lots of people have anxiety. People have everything. Everything to eat, everything to drink. A good house, a good car and everything. But there is no peace of mind. There is depression, there is anxiety. So much so that people cannot rest. People cannot sleep. People, they don't have hope. They don't have any positive outlook. Although you have the advancement of the worldly life, but there is a lot of depression. One of the advanced countries is Sweden. And Sweden is a country where lots of people have depression, where lots of people commit suicide. So what is the solution for that depression? What is the solution for that anxiety? The solution and the cure for that anxiety and for that depression is the Quran. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. And we reveal from the Quran what is shifa, what is cure. So Quran is cure. Quran is shifa. And obviously people are looking for cure all the time. There are so many diseases for which there is no cure. But people are looking. And every day you will have new diseases coming up. Because Allah descends diseases, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way Allah Azza wa Jalla, He descended diseases in the past, He will also descend diseases in the future. Diseases which people did not know about. So what is going to be shifa, what is going to be cure for the new and upcoming diseases? It is the Quran. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. People are so much in distress that they feel tight. Although the world is wide, but they feel their hearts and their minds very narrow. And for that, they need kindness, they need mercy, they need generosity. And that is in the Quran. مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is shifa. And once people believe in it, it becomes a source of rahmat, source of mercy for them. That's why nothing can bring more peace to the human mind, human soul, than the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the best remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is the Quran. So in other words, the best thing which can bring peace to our hearts, our minds, is the Quran. The Quran is a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you know? Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in the Quran itself, لَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If it was from someone other than God, other than Allah Azza wa Jal, then they would have found lots of contradiction. لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. If this book was from somebody else, from somebody other than Allah Azza wa Jal, then they would have found lots of contradiction. You see, human being is not perfect. So every day we learn something new. Every day our mind is growing, our heart is expanding. So every day we have new ideas. Every day we have a new understanding, better understanding, a new outlook. And that's why our ideas keep changing. You take anybody, what he used to say when he was 20, is he going to say the same thing when he's 50 about life? When someone is 20 years old, he has a look and he has a perception about life, and he is going to present life in that manner. But as he is going to age and as he is going to mature, he will have a different understanding of life. So when he is 50 years old, he will not see things in the same manner. So what he used to say, he will not say the same thing. He will say something different. He says, oh, no, actually it should be this way, actually it should be that way. That's how it is. And when he's going to become 60, 70, he's not going to say the same thing again. He's going to contradict himself. He's going to contradict himself. This is the human nature. Any human philosophy, any human explanation about life is subject to contradiction. Take any philosophers, they will say something today, and after 10, 15 years, they will say something totally different. That's why they never settle. They never satisfy themselves, simply because human knowledge cannot satisfy the truth. Human knowledge is an assumption. An assumption is subject to change. But Quran is not assumption. Quran is not human knowledge. Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the Quran was from anybody other than Allah Azza wa Jal, لو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا, then they would have found a contradiction. At the beginning of the Quran you have something, in the middle of the Quran you have something else, and then you come to the end of the Quran you have something else. In fact, the previous divine books, for example, Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salam, but Injil was not preserved, was not safeguarded, protected. So what happened down the line? People have added chapters to the books. One chapter, two chapters, four chapters, five chapters. So much so that the addition is more than the original book. So much so that the original book is lost. People don't know which is original and which is addition. Now, what is the result? The result is that when people add, when human being is going to add to the divine book, human being's knowledge is not perfect. So the people who have added chapters, they will say something. Somebody who added another chapter, he will say something contradictory. And somebody else who will add something else, he will say something contradictory to both of them. So that's why you will have lots of contradiction, lots of tanaqul, lots of ta'arud. But because the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no contradiction. Anybody who is looking for absolute truth, anybody who wants to know the reality as it is, anybody who wants to know the ultimate truth about life, about afterlife, about the beginning of life, about the purpose of life, about the meaning of life, well, for them is the Quran. Quran is the only book which can satisfy the human thirst for knowledge. Because you get knowledge which is settled. You get knowledge which can satisfy. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If it was from somebody else other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would have found contradictions. But there is no contradiction in the Quran. What Quran says at the beginning of the book, Quran says the same thing at the end of the book. The problem is that people do not know that the Quran is the book of guidance. The Quran is a book of Shifa. The Quran is a book of Rahmah and mercy. Quran is a book of ilm, book of knowledge. What people consider knowledge is assumption. But what Quran offers is knowledge. Because knowledge is certainty. And the Quran offers knowledge which is certain. يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. They do not follow except ظَن. ظَن يعني غُمَان, assumption. Assumption is not going to satisfy the truth. I assume, you assume, somebody assumes. It may or may not be true. But human being has a deep desire to know the truth. If you let human mind relax, and if you let human mind settle, then the human mind will never satisfy until it knows the truth. And that truth is in the Quran. That's why it is important that we introduce the Quran to the people and we let the world know what the Quran is about. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned everything. The Quran talks about itself. Allah Azza wa Jalla said about the Quran, تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Quran clarifies everything. In the Quran you have the history, you have the real world history, you have the real history of the human being, you have the history of the creation, how the world came to an existence, how the human being came to an existence. In the Quran, you have the history of the past, of the nations who lived and who survived, who existed ever. In the Quran, you have the history of the Anbiya, alayhimus salam, the messengers, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent them, so that the people can guide. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions about the people who accepted the truth and the people who rejected the truth and what happened. So the Quran offers real insight into the history. The Quran is the book of future. People want to know what is going to happen in the future. What is going to happen after 10 years? What is going to happen after 20 years? Quran is the book of future. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. Quran is the book of the events that are going to take place. What is going to happen to the world sooner or later? Quran unfolds the unseen, unfolds the future. In the Quran, we have commandments from Allah Azza wa Jal. So Quran is a book of ahkam. Allah Azza wa Jal, because He is merciful, He does not want to keep people in ambiguity. Well, it is better you do this, it is not better. No. Do this, don't do this. Clear instructions. You may do this, you may not do this. People are going to be confused. What is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, what is beneficial, what is harmful. You want to know clearly if this is okay, this is not okay. So you want to know clearly what is haq, what is batil. You want to know clearly what is right, what is wrong. You want to know clearly what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. Then look for the Quran. Quran is a book of ahkam, of commandments from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran the commandments which He gave to previous nations, like the Ten Commandments. But in the Quran we have 10 plus commandments. Allah Azza wa Jal, because He is merciful, He gives clear instructions. لا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. Do not go nearer zina. It is evil. That is a very bad path. It is evil and also bad path. It is not good for you. Clearly. Clearly. When the people used to come and make pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make bay'ah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, Allah has mentioned about the women who took bay'ah, who took pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should command them, should tell them clearly, لا يسرقنا ولا يزنينا ولا يأتينا ببهتان يفترينه بين أيديهن. That they should not kill these women who are accepting Islam and who are making a pledge. They should not kill, they should not lie, they should not cheat, they should not slander, and they should not do. So Quran is a book of commandment. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal explains difficult concepts with examples. Sometimes you will have abstract ideas, very difficult to grasp. So if you connect it with something you already know, something which is easily experienced, then that abstract becomes easier to grasp. So Allah in the Quran mentions many examples, many, many, many examples of difficult perceptions, difficult ideas, so that we understand life better. The Quran is a book of wisdom. Quran is a book of knowledge. Quran is a book of shifa and cure. Quran is a book of mercy. And finally, before and after, Quran is a book of hidayat, book of guidance. The better we know this, the better we can offer this advice to people. The better we are satisfied, the better we can satisfy others. The more we understand this well, the more we can offer this information to others. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.